Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, where every week our crew of intrepid dipshits blather on about all manner of gaming topics, as if they actually have something useful to say. Really, it is just the worst when it comes to podcasts, but here's an idea. Turn it into a drinking game. Every time they say something stupid, take a drink. But seriously, don't do that. Your liver will thank you.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Bayless.
And, well, it's been a while, but, you know, we've gotten through the holy season and all that, and maybe it's that. I don't know, but suddenly I feel the need to go back to church.
And why is that?
I think I need to give confession.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You've been flashing nuns again?
No. At least not in reality. Now, in a role-playing game, that maybe, but, you know.
What kind of RP are you talking about?
Anyway, so, yeah, it's been way too long since we did one of these, and I feel a little weird not doing one without Rylea, but she's off making money, so too bad. My soul must be cleansed as a gamer.
All right.
So anyway, I know you may not think it, but you need this too.
I never once said I didn't need to go to confession. It just doesn't weigh upon my heart.
Ah, well.
Remember, I'm really good at putting things off. Procrastination for the win.
And repression, but.
Eventually.
Anyway, bless me, RN Jesus, for I have sinned. And mine have to do with role-playing games, tabletop games. As much as I have always talked about how I love the various diversity of games and all that, and how this system is so different from that system, and comparing and contrasting and talking about how much this is so much better than that one, but in the end, it's all just reskinned D&D.
How so?
In my heart, I know this, because yes, well, no, I mean, there was chainmail before D&D, but when you come right down to it, before D&D, there was nothing. It's like the Big Bang. Boom, here's a role-playing game, and every game after it, everything after it, takes something from D&D. They've taken the idea of D&D, and they may have put it into a different setting. They may have changed those attributes. They may have changed the combat system. They may have radically changed the system as much as possible, but in the end, it's still D&D. It's still Dungeons & Dragons. Whether we're talking the original boxed, whether we're talking first edition AD&D, second edition, third, 3.5, 4, 5th, whatever, it's all D&D. I mean, especially when it comes to fantasy games, but even with other things, even with when you come and talking to science fiction games or horror or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's all D&D with a different skin. Oh, but this game doesn't use dice. I don't care. It's still D&D. This game, oh, you know, its system is completely different. It's the absolute opposite. And the setting's completely different, too. Oh, we're talking Vampire the Masquerade here, by the way. But no, it's completely different. It's nothing like D&D. It's still D&D.
Well, I agree with that, because they basically took the design of D&D and went out of their way to do the exact opposite.
Exactly. They may consider themselves
basing it on the framework of D&D.
Right. They may be the anti-D&D, but that even more makes them a reskin. And you know what's even worse?
Mm-hmm.
This makes me respect Palladium Games a little more, because they don't even try to hide it. They went, hey, first edition AD&D had some cool stuff. Let's just kind of tweak a few things, change the skill system, and change the alignment, and then we can use that as a system for just pumping out different games. Just pump them out.
Well, okay. I guess that's a reason to respect them.
Yeah, because you got to have something. But
they could have made the system, you know, actually tolerable.
Well, they're only outside of Paizo in one way. Paizo basically just straight up said, hey, they're not going to support 3.5 anymore. Yoink. We'll use that and we'll make our own game, which is effectively 3.5 D&D.
Mm-hmm.
Effectively. They tweaked a few things here or there, but they admit Wizards of the Coast ain't supporting 3.5. Then we will. We'll just do it ourselves. Pathfinder is D&D. Moreover than any of these other games, but they're all, in the end, in my heart, I know this. I'm sure people can argue it all day long that their game is totally not D&D, and I will find a way to argue that it is. Every tabletop game is just a, in one way or another, to some more than others, is a reskin of D&D. And now that I've said it, now that I've said it out in the open, it lifted that weight off of my chest. It actually, it feels good. I feel better.
Well, I have trouble arguing that concept because even most of the video games that came out, you know, like World of Warcraft and whatever, they're still borrowing ideas from D&D.
Borrowing or just straight up lifting?
Well, Blizzard just straight up steals.
No. They take an idea and perfect it, sir.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Sure, they perfect it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no,
I roll my eyes loud enough for everyone to hear.
Was Gary Gygax and his partner the first to really do role-playing? No. Role-playing as an activity has existed to time immemorial, cops and robbers, all that. But they were the first to really sit down, put out the rules, make a game out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And without D&D, there would not be tabletop role-playing. I think everyone could admit to that. Oh, but that doesn't mean they're all reskins. Yes, it does. You took the concept and you tweaked it. One degree or another, but that's it. And nobody, you know, it's like that meme, you know, it's like they'll say something outrageous and then prove me wrong or make me change my mind. I'm sorry. You can't. You can't change my mind on this. Anybody wants to jump in the comments and try? I invite you to do so. You want to jump on and leave a comment on iTunes with potentially a 5-star review? Feel free. I would be happy to see it. Please try to prove me wrong.
With the 5-star review, you could guarantee that he'd see it. He'd even thank you for it.
Yeah, but I'd still tell you you're wrong. Anyhow, since you're here, do you want to confess anything?
Well, it's not exactly a confession. It's more of an admission.
That's a confession.
Well, I mean, it's nothing to be ashamed of. I just happen to be a hoarder in games. In Guild Wars 2, you start out with the ability to have in your collection tabs up to 250 items before you cap out.
Okay.
Well, I've purchased more, so I can have up to 750 of everything in the collection thing, and I'm still maxing out on most of my collection tabs.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, in Skyrim, I'm a hoarder, hardcore hoarder, and I know a lot of other Skyrim players who are the exact same way. One of my friends online, his ideal is he wants to go all over the world and gather every bucket and pail in game and toss them into his starting home. Breeze Home, I think it was called. He wants to fill it from floor to ceiling with buckets.
Why?
There doesn't have to be a reason why. It's his goal.
As you know, my bucket.
I've got barrels and barrels and barrels. And these barrels, they don't have they don't have a certain capacity. You can fill one tiny bag with millions of items. It never fills up. But I've gone to breaking things down like, this is the barrel of cabbages. This is the barrel of apples. This is the barrel of, you know, whatever. And I've got just thousands and thousands and thousands of things in these barrels and bags and buckets and whatever. It just, and it's mostly, it's not due to some kind of defect. It's because, well, I guess it would be a defect because I'm kind of lazy in game. I don't want to gather all this crap up and go to town and sell it. Okay. So I just stuff it in a barrel and leave it. It's a good thing these the fruit and vegetables don't go bad, especially the different slabs of meat and rabbit and chicken and whatever else, because goddamn, those houses would stink.
Yeah, just a little.
I see. I've got a barrel with 2,000 slabs of rabbit meat that have been there for 3.5 years. It's fine. You'll get used to the smell.
Now, I'm similar in that, for example, like with Lord of the Rings Online, you have your own, each character has their own vault, and then you have shared storage, which all your characters on that server have access to.
Cool.
And what I do is when I make a new character, I start, you know, everything that is not bound to my character, I set aside in my bags, and if I don't need it, I will throw it. When I get back into town, I'll throw it into the shared storage, quote unquote, for the next character that comes along. The problem is, then I make another character, and I level up a ways and go and dump stuff off and go, oh, wow, I have literally hundreds of the starter potions of the morale and power potions. And I should have picked them up and used them on this character, but I didn't use the ones I had on this character that I earned in game. So now I'm just dumping more in, and it just goes on and on. The more characters you make, the more stuff goes in there. I, on one of my servers, I think it was Landerval, I ran out of room in the shared storage. It's maxed out. I've bought as much space as I can off the store, everything. I have no additional space left that I can buy, and it was full. So I was like, well, shoot. How about those loot boxes? I'd been collecting loot boxes like crazy because they're not bound to a character, so I would just collect them. Mm-hmm. I took them all out, put them on the auction house, and made a couple hundred gold off of that, which, if you're thinking in World of Warcraft terms, that's a couple thousand gold. For most games, it's like a couple thousand gold, which for that character was an insanely large amount of money at his level, just because I needed to make some room in the bags or in the shared storage in the bank so that I could dump more stuff in. It's insane. Wow. But these game companies enable it. They almost encourage it.
Well, it comes in handy in like Guild Wars 2, because you needed bags. I just hopped on another character, and within minutes, I had 5 20-slot bags.
Yep, and I do appreciate
that.
Why?
Because I have a excuse me. I had a ton of the high-end cloth. Bing. Now you have bags.
Yep, I do. And now,
that's what it's for. It's for helping out guildies.
Yeah. But the problem is I never use these things for anybody.
Well, I have gone through and purged things. Took all the stuff I could sell and sold it. So I went back to having some money again, because I was down to like 30 gold and now I'm back over 300.
Yeah. Actually, you know, it's not entirely true. There's these things you can use on your legendary items, your legendary weapons and whatnot in Lotro that basically toss experience on them, so you can level them up. And right. When I get to, like, let's say I jump up to level 70, and I've got a full set of level 70 legendary items that I want to start using, but I'm still working on these level 60 things. Well, I can go back and grab some of those tokens and burn them so that I level up the ones I'm using to an appropriate level to break them down so that I get things off of them that I can use later on other legendary items to improve them, and then start using the new ones. Unfortunately, I don't do that a lot anymore because I almost never have full sets, so I'm leveling up some legendary items on my current character until they're like pushing level 60. You usually break them down at level 30, but no, I'll take them all the way to 60 because I got nothing to replace it with yet. I'm having to buy them off the auction house if I can find them, just to replace them, because coming up with legendary items is hard. Don't tell me about making my own, because that ain't gonna happen. Yeah. So I have a lot of those tokens again.
Well, enjoy collecting them. I know I enjoy collecting all the things I collect.
It's not enjoyable when they're taking up, you know, a tenth of your shared storage just for the tokens.
Well, I was having that issue with, there's like these Imperial fragments, there's these like dragon stones, and then there's this, this red dust that you can use for crafting items, but you get tons of it. I mean, just metric tons of this stuff. And so I had like four slots in my bank for, incomplete things filled. And we're talking stacks of 250 each.
Uh-huh.
And it just, every single slot was filled. So I went out and purposely started going through these different events so that I could acquire these little in-game pets or sorts.
Yeah.
That you can feed these things to and they will poop out presents, basically. And so I've got four of them now. And so I've been just feeding all the dragonstone to them, the dust, the fragments, just feeding them to them and just getting presents every day. Multiple presents. And you get some nice stuff from those presents sometimes. Usually you just get garbage, but it doesn't hurt that you're getting, you know, a little bit of crafting materials, a sellable gray item, and, you know, a piece of armor that you can break down. That's what you generally get.
Right.
Either way, all those greens that I'm breaking down, I get to turn, you know, I get magic dust from them, which increases my magic find. So in the end, it's worth it. And I've burned up quite a few of those things. So now I have room in my bank again to store more stuff.
Now, the thing is, people would argue that, and just briefly, people would argue that hoarding is bad regardless. Not good mental health.
Fuck them.
There is that. Anyway. That's right. I did want to confess something else, didn't I?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, Beerless.
Yes?
Did you know that I hate MMORPGs?
No, really?
No, I play them. That's my primary thing I play. And yet, God, I hate these games.
They annoy the hell out of you.
Oh, my God.
This is no surprise.
It should. I mean, I don't know. You know, actually, it could be expanded to, I don't know why I play video games anymore. I'm not good at them. Sometimes I find them extremely frustrating, and I don't have fun half the time. So, but especially with MMOs, why? Why do I continue?
Because you're an attention whore.
Well, there is that. But until, I mean, what is the point of playing an MMO at endgame?
Pretty much something to do.
No, I mean, what is the point? What is the activity?
I don't know.
Generally raiding and high-end PvP. In most games.
Sure. In most games, yeah, but not in my game.
No. We're not talking your game. The point is, in most MMOs, you raid, you PvP, you do stuff with other people. And what do? I reroll so I can avoid others, or Here's a thought. I just keep grinding other stuff at without doing any raiding or group content at all because, well, why? Because that would involve dealing with people.
Well, people suck.
Yeah. And Ten is over there shaking her head, nodding in approval. Yes, while she plays Trove alone. Oh, there's something wrong with us. There's something insanely wrong with all of us.
Nope, not at all.
Because it gives you the opportunity to play with other people does not mean that you have to, or should even feel obliged to. I play MMOs solo most of the time, unless I have a guildmate who needs help. In which case, I'm all over that. I want to help them as much as possible. So, yeah, as long as it's just me, I'm off doing any one of the million things that you have to do in Guild Wars 2 that doesn't rely on PvP or raiding. There are so many little things that I could be doing. I have this huge list of things I need to get to.
Yeah.
It's going to take me another 5 years just to get through half that list.
But it feels like it's being like I'm doing it wrong.
Well, it's because you are.
Well, I mean, think about it. Yes.
Not helping, huh?
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Sure.
When we started playing MMORPGs, it was primarily, although I'd done another game prior to it, it was basically World of Warcraft.
Right.
And we started out on a PvP server doing organized PvP with our guild.
I wouldn't call that organized.
Well, we did some.
It's like piss off the Alliance until they come and attack us, and then we gang up on them, and they bring their friends and gang up on us, and vice versa, until finally there's just this huge field of corpses.
Are you saying my birthday party in 2005 was a wrong thing?
I never said anything about it being wrong. I just said they devolve into this massive, just kill everything in sight, which was a lot of fun.
I was speaking more to the point of us out leveling and doing battlegrounds together. We did stuff back then.
Yeah.
And then we moved on and we're doing progression raiding for a while up through Wrath of the Lich King. And that was fun. I think some of the most fun we had was working in Karazhan.
Well, as a guild, yes, that was some of the most fun we've had as a guild.
Yes.
Individually, I had a lot more fun just wandering around being me, because that game was just this amazing place where I could fester someone's conversation. I could get in, make a few comments to get them agitated, and then message someone else who was of an opposite view and get them agitated, and then get the two of them together and just watch the fun, because they would just go absolutely rabid with one another, all on a public chat so everybody could see my work.
Oh, hey, by the way, did I tell you there's a new MMO out there that is specifically meant for that? It's not new, but I think it's one you haven't tried before. It's called Twitter, you shit poster.
Eh, I don't need to Twitter.
But that's what you do.
Yes, but see,
it's one huge Baron's chat.
I got it out of my system for the most part. I matured, so to speak.
He says he matured.
I said so to speak. I have gotten older. I did not say I was any less of a dick.
Yeah, Ten does not believe you. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't know. You were confessing about
Yeah, I hate MMOs. I think a lot of it has to do with my falling away from World of Warcraft, actually. When I loved World of Warcraft, I loved everything about MMORPGs. I mean, maybe when I may have complained about this or complained about that, but in the end, MMOs were my jam. That was it. And over time, it's slowly been whittled away, and a lot of the magic is gone. I'm not saying I'm going to stop playing them. I'm not. I, you know, really enjoy playing LOTRO. I enjoy some Guild Wars 2 and Rift. Recently, I found Rift to be a huge amount of fun now that I upgraded some gear. Strange how you go into a new expansion zone and suddenly the game is hard! Because your gear sucks. Which is another reason to hate MMORPGs. A little smoother grade up on stuff would be better. Just saying.
Well, actually, that would be mostly like World of Warcraft. Because what I hated about World of Warcraft is you'd have really good gear. Or at least you thought you did until you got to the new zone. And you're fighting things that are kicking your ass. Until you get a few drops and you find out that the crappiest gear in the game is better than your raiding gear.
Yeah. Well, it's not just WoW, though. WoW's really well known for it, but most MMOs out there are like that. The shiny new thing completely stomps the old, even the top end, for the most part, of the old.
Yeah.
So, yeah. A wee bit frustrating there, folks. Well, some better game development would be better.
That's why I like Guild Wars 2, because if you're equipped in, you know, all greens, you haven't upgraded to rares or exotics, your greens from the starter game at level 80 are going to be the same as the greens you get from Path of Fire, the latest expansion. There's going to be no difference in them. And the monsters, you can take them wearing those greens. Yes. It is more difficult, and it is a lot easier if you're wearing rares or better, but the game is designed to be able to fight and succeed wearing greens.
Yes. Okay. Well, point of order there, sir. At level 80.
Yes.
My guardian, full set of exotics, does just fine in the original world. With going into Heart of Thorns, tougher, needs help. Especially in the supposedly story events, you know, the when you're working on your story through there, supposedly that's something you can do solo, but nope, too hard for me. But then you go to Path of Finder and Fire, and I cannot survive alone. Riddle me that, Batman.
Well, it's probably because you suck as a gamer. No, actually, in all seriousness, the living story content, yes, it's supposed to be soloable. It is freaking difficult solo. The idea was you were supposed to get a group together to do the living story, but that's not how I play. So, yeah, the living story shit is easy in some points and freaking almost impossible in others.
Well, I
understand that part.
I don't mind challenge. What I'm saying is that, you know, greens and greens and greens, I couldn't even imagine trying to do Heart of Thorns or Path of Fire or whatever it is in greens.
Well, that's why I busted my ass to get my crafting up high enough to where I could create ascended sets. So if I'm going to do the difficult content, I'm wearing ascended gear. If I was a raider and could get the start of legendary gear, I might actually even work my ass off to get legendary gear. But I don't raid, so that opportunity is not as easily accessed.
Don't you have a legendary bow?
I have a legendary rifle.
Okay, whatever.
I'm talking about legendary armor.
Oh.
They have legendary armor, legendary amulets, legendary rings, I think, are coming out, if not already out. Oh. And a legendary back piece. So, yes, I know.
Right.
Well,
anyway.
Like I said, there's tons of things that I need to do that I haven't gotten to yet.
We're a bit over stream from our ranting, or more my ranting and your listening to it. Any final thoughts?
Yeah. Get your crafter for your main character up to 500, and I'll help you build an ascended set for him. You have to build it. I can help you with the materials but you have to build it because it's count bound.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Anyway, till next time, I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you got this far. I'm impressed. Also, if you decided to play the drinking game, please get yourself to a hospital right away. No human should ever drink that much alcohol. If you actually enjoyed this travesty of a podcast, please drop by our website at schoolme.com, which could inspire a drinking game of its own.